You know why big cities have so many problems, Rainey? 'Cause they can't do anything like this. Can't bring their kids to the office. Don't have others helping them out. No wonder our jobs are so slow in Bakersville. We're too busy taking care of our own to have time for trouble. We need to get going, Rainey said softly. Luke sighed, nodded slowly, and squared his shoulders. He was ready. Luke took up the post on the right side of Danny's hunched form. He looped his hand through the boy's bound arm. Rainey did the same on the left. On the count of three, herding Danny between them, they ran the gauntlet to the waiting patrol car. Compared to the relative quiet inside the school, the sounds and sensations of the outside yard hit Rainey as a 1-2 punch. Reporters, yelling questions as they spotted two cops hustling a cloaked person out of the school. EMTs, shouting orders as they frantically loaded up the next injured student. Children, crying, crying, crying in their parents' arms. A mother, alone on her knees on the ground, weeping hopelessly. Rainey and Luke kept their attention focused ahead as other officers rushed to assist them. "Move, move, move!" someone was yelling. Rainey thought that was stupid. They were all moving as fast as they could. "Clear out, clear out! Come on, people, back off!" The reporters were closing in, photographers fighting maniacally for the front page shot. Rainey heard a new scream and made the mistake of turning her head. Shep had found his wife. She was holding Becky tight against her chest and turning toward the running police line. "No!" Sandy cried, took a step, and was caught from behind by her husband. "No, no, no!" A muffled sound emerged from beneath the shirt. Danny had heard his mother and started to cry. Finally, they arrived at the patrol car. Rainey hastily stuffed Danny in the back, the shirt still wrapped around his head. The reporters were shamelessly trying to jostle in, but the officers forced them back. Rainey rounded the driver's side. Luke jumped into the passenger seat. With two slams of the car doors, they shut out the chaos and were alone with their murder suspect. Shep's shirt had slipped down. Danny didn't seem to care, and it was too late to fix it now. Luke turned on the sirens. Rainey pulled away from the curb. A moment later, they hit a wall of people clogging the street. Rainey prompted them with the horn, and they reluctantly parted, all craning their necks to peer at the suspect in the back of the car. A few people looked stunned and saddened. Others already appeared murderous. "Damn," Luke murmured. Rainey stared in the rearview mirror at her young charge. Danny O'Grady, suspected murderer of three, had just fallen asleep.